Manitoba. Happy New Year. On first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read Genesis chapter 21. On the second day, we read Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Hineni, behold, here I am. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Such is the answer of the pious. It is an expression of meekness and readiness. Rashi and Midrash Tanhuma by Era 22. Abraham was called to bring his son Isaac as an offering to Mount Moriah, the future location of the temple. He responded, without having specifically been told yet what commandment he was to fulfill. He answered with one word, Hineni, an expression of meekness and piousness. Meekness denotes humility in the face of God's greatness. Readiness to serve Hashem connotes the ideal mindset of a righteous person. Abraham made a commitment to carry out God's will, inasmuch that his response was one of unequivocal piety in regard to the will of the Lord. It is an even greater tribute to his merit that upon hearing that he was to bring up Isaac as an offering, he did so without wavering. Consider the ramifications. Sarah was barren for 39 years before God fulfilled the promise of a child. Abraham was 99 when Sarah gave birth. Isaac was the sole heir to the legacy of Abraham and Sarah, the next in line to fulfill the mission where Abraham was called out from his homeland to a place that he would be shown. To bring up Isaac as an offering was tantamount to the end of all of hope and aspirations of over 50 decades of patient waiting. Yet, both father and son, Abraham and Isaac, went willingly up Mount Moriah. Isaac even permitted himself to be bound to the Mizbeach, altar. Yet, when Abraham reached out for the Machalas, the knife, an angel stayed his hand, saying, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou art a God-fearing man, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. Abraham was further blessed, and thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. Although the ram caught in the thickets was offered up instead of Isaac, Rashi comments that it was as if Isaac was offered up. As mentioned in the Matsuda Siddur. One reason why this reading may have been selected for Rosh Hashanah is because the offering up of Isaac is seen as an atonement and source of merit for the Jewish people. As further mentioned in commentary, as long as Israel makes mention of Isaac's occasion before him, it continues to serve as an atonement for them, based on Midrash, part 5, and when you peer on child before me on Rosh Hashanah, come with the shofar, then even if there are many accusers against you, I shall recall Isaac's akedah and acquit you. Pesikta Rabbah Sai, 167a. Shana Tova, and have a sweet new year.